Hello, beautiful. You are listening to Africana Woman Podcast. Chulu is my name. I am a writer, personal brand consultant, entrepreneur, and mentor. Having recently celebrated the 100th episode, we had some great conversations on Instagram Live that I wanted to make sure you heard. Not only to learn about the amazing female-led businesses, but also to get more insight into what Africana Woman can offer you outside of the podcast. This is a conversation with Arlene Aduni from Eweko Tea. I remember meeting Arlene at the AWB Mixer early 2021, and I love that she has been with Africana Woman since. Please enjoy the conversation. Today, I don't know, like I'm in my feels and I was preparing for this and I had a song on my heart. So I'm going to do two songs for you guys, like you're very special people today. But the first one is for me, the second one is for you. Okay, and I don't promise that I know all the words. Okay, so the first one, oh, by Tamla Man, I absolutely love it. And I'm not singing the whole thing, I'm just singing choruses here, yeah? Okay, so the first one. So this is just for me. I don't know why it's on my mind or my heart. I don't know if it's for somebody, but whatever. Let's do this thing. Okay. Hello. Hello. Hi, everybody in the audience. All right. So here we go. Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. But it's my offering. Leave me at the throne. Leave me there alone. So I can stare.
Forgotten the words, told you. Look, I'm even crying. Yo.
So I can gaze upon his glory.
Okay, moving on. That was for me. Like I said, that was for me. All right. So this is one of my absolute favorites by, what are they called? Oh, I've forgotten. Anyway, so it's just like a bridge. It's not even like a whole chorus. Okay. This one's for you. All right.
Somebody told me that we overcome by testimony. I bet you wouldn't believe how doubt and fear used to paralyze me. But God's hand brought me through a test, and he brought out the very best of me. And now I can never forget, to tell
more people are in here. Hi, beautiful people. So today we are talking about tea. Again, my name is Chulu and I am the host and producer of the Africana Woman with Chulu podcast. Our guest today is none other than the amazing Arlene Aduni. She is the African tea lady. Let's see if I can get her. Hi, lady.
I'm applauding for you. That the way you serenaded us was just, it was just amazing. And I was like, I don't need to be crying right now, but you brought the feels. You definitely brought the feels. So thank you so much for that.
I don't know what's happening. I'm like in my feels and I'm just like, ah, anyway, it's okay. It's for somebody.
It's beautiful. Beautiful. I felt that.
Thank you. How are you, my darling?
I'm doing well. A little bit nervous, but I'm doing great. Thank you.
Don't be nervous. Oh my goodness. Like, this is like the least place that anyone should be nervous, because it's just a chat. It's just a conversation. So we're good. All right, let's get started. So I was introducing you and I was just saying how amazing that you are. She is the African tea lady. She is the CEO, founder of Connects to Africa. She is the Aduni, please, with her blue tea. Big girl, come on now. I love it, I love it, I love it. Hello, beautiful.
Hello. Oh, it's so, I'm honored to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. Thank you.
I love it. I love that you can be here. Okay, let's get into your business. So tell us about yourself.
Well, I am Arlene Aduni. I am the creator of Eweko Tea, and it is a tea brand inspired by my visit to Nigeria, my first introduction to the African continent, and how it was just a sensory explosion. The sights, the sounds, yeah. The colors, the wonderful, warm, welcoming people just inspired me to want to do business, could just create a connection to the continent and tell the world basically of what I've seen and what I've experienced and what's there. And so I just wanted to create something really beautiful and visually stunning and just appealing to people's taste buds that would just really draw them in. And what you see when you see that beauty of those, that tea packaging, you're seeing the beauty of Africa through my eyes. And that's what I feel. And that's what I just want to bring to everyone, to draw everyone closer and dispel some of those negative images that we're all kind of stuck with and have been bombarded with for so long.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, let's start at why tea.
Why tea? That's a really good question. Well, tea for me has been something that I've grown up with. My mother, she passed away in May. She absolutely loves tea, and we grew up on tea. And in the Caribbean, everything is tea as far as hot drinks. So your cocoa is tea, your coffee is tea, it's peppermint is tea, it's ginger, it's tea. Well, now I know that in the tea world, we have botanicals or herbal teas, and then we have true teas. So I'm learning and educating myself as I go along, but still, just as a nod to the culture, tea is life essentially. It's the second most drunk beverage in the world after water. And I just felt like it's something that I could work directly with people on the continent. It's an unprocessed type of product. So I can get products from the continent and give them directly to my customers and say, this is a taste of Africa.
Yeah. So tell us about the blends, because like we already saw this, the blue tea. Do you have names for the tea, by the way? Because I always call it like blue tea. I'm like telling everybody about the blue tea.
There are names. All of my blends are inspired by some elements of different cultures on the continent. So I started in Nigeria. Nigeria is close to my heart. I have a lot of Nigerian DNA, a lot of Nigerian friends, and it's the first place that I visited. So the first six blends are after or inspired by the Orishas. So Orishas are... Mm-hmm. Spirits from indigenous religious spiritual practices, and they are just they govern different elements of daily life, and so we have the blue one, which is after Yemoja. Yemoja is the spirit of the seas, of motherhood, of nurturing, and the color and the feeling that you get. And even the effects of the tea are all about evoking that Yemoja spirit. So it's a calming tea. It's a soothing tea. It's a very good bedtime tea. And so I've just been inspired by those elements and put them together in these really gorgeous blends. The red one is Oya. Oya Rose is the spirit. Well, Oya is the spirit of storms and transition and change. But it's just a really tangy, zesty blend. Mm-hmm. Great for balancing. It has, you know, some good internal properties that are really positive and warming and helpful. And then the final one in the debut trio, I have three of them that I'm releasing to start with, is Oshun. Yeah. Oshun is the yellow one. Yes, she is the spirit of rivers, sensuality, good fortune, fertility. If you see Beyonce when she's wearing yellow, she's evoking the spirit of Oshun, and that's a good protection blend. You know, if you kind of, you know, kind of feel a little something coming on as far as a cold, some Oshun will give you kind of like a little immune boost. And so each one of the teas, as I said, are just kind of inspired by different elements. And then I have different ones from different countries, all Africa, of course, because there's just so much there to learn from and draw from and be inspired by. And I just wanted to give people just a little bit of hints of, you know, the history and the culture. And each tea package has like a little, just a little blurb on, you know, what inspires that tea, where that energy came from, where that inspiration came from.
Okay. All right. So how old is your business?
My business is brand new. So I'm doing pre-orders right now. My orders are going to be shipped out. The first orders are going to be shipped out this month. So starting next week, shipping will start. But I'm like just launching. This is brand new. So this has kind of been in the making, kind of a lockdown inspiration. I actually traveled in February 2020, just before the lockdown. And so I guess it was kind of like divine timing that I had that amazing experience, and then the world shut down, and then I just had time to just think and marinate on all that I experienced and figured out a way to just bring it to everyone. But yeah, we're brand new, just launched.
Congratulations for your pre-order.
Thank you.
Yes, that's
awesome. Thank you.
Nice. So that means that are you like shipping? Because you're in the UK, right? So, but are you shipping to other countries? Like, how does that work?
I am shipping to other countries. I do ship internationally, so you know, get your orders in. You can have some blue tea and all the other blends that I offer. And of course, this is just the beginning. So there are many more blends to come. And I am also going to do a special collection that are single origin teas from specific gardens and estates on the African continent. So different countries like Kenya, Burundi, Rwanda, Tanzania. Mm-hmm. They have smallholder farmers there that have very exquisite teas. These are true teas. Now, the teas that you will have like in your breakfast teas, your typical English breakfast type teas, but they make some world-class teas. And not a lot of people know about that. And so they're very exquisite. They're amazing. And I just want to highlight those people doing really great work and producing really beautiful products.
Oh, wow. Okay. So now I think people are kind of getting a little confused right now because you have mentioned Caribbean and then we've said you're in the UK, then you sound like you're American and it's like, what is going on, Mrs.?
Okay. I'm a global citizen. I'm a global citizen. Okay. So get this, follow me, right? My mother is from Barbados in the Caribbean. Okay. My father is from Antigua, also in the Caribbean. Okay. They're part of the Windrush generation that came to the UK in the 60s, 70s. They met in London, got married. I was born. And then they decided to immigrate. They decided to immigrate again to America. So at the age of five, I moved to the U.S. I was raised in Texas, schooled in Texas and all that, went to university in Texas and all that kind of stuff. And then I came back because, you know, this is kind of where I'm from. Well, not really where I'm from, but kind of where I'm from. So I came back, and it's, and in the UK is closer to Africa anyway. So I was making my way back, you know what I'm saying? But in order to reconnect mm-hmm. to my roots and my heritage, I had to go all the way back to Africa. So yeah, I'm every woman.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So why was it important for you to connect back to Africa?
It just was one of those things that I always wanted to do. It's always something kind of in the back of my mind. And as mm-hmm. kind of the world gets a little bit more turbulent and a little bit more uncomfortable, it's just something that I needed to explore and understand. So we in the diaspora kind of, we kind of walk a line, and we kind of have a foot in both worlds. We know where we're from, but we're very disconnected. Mm-hmm. And also we know where we were born and where we live. And a lot of us feel like we are just tolerated here. So I personally needed to go and find where my roots were and understand kind of more of that history. And what I didn't expect was to be so welcomed and to feel so at home and to just be so embraced. So all of us that kind of feel a little bit, you know, somehow about living in this Western world, you know, Africa is where it's at. You know what I'm saying? It's just where you can actually feel like you belong.
Yeah. So you chose Nigeria as the first place that you were going to visit, mm-hmm. as in connecting back to Africa. Mm-hmm. And tell me, is there like a moment where you were just like, where it just felt like, okay, this is exactly what I needed to do?
It was a series of moments. It's like, you know, like fireworks going pow, 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 you know, just because I just saw so many instances and similarities in Nigerian culture and the Caribbean culture that I knew. Some of the things that we say, some of the foods that we eat, our mannerisms. Just there are just so many things that just connected to me. And I was just like, we are the same people. We would, you know, and it was amazing. So it was just that sensory explosion. You know, every now and again, I'd just see something or experience something or hear something. And I'm like, these are my people. These are my people.
So how did you find Africana Woman?
This I'm not even really sure. I came across, I'm the type of person when I'm ready to do something, things just kind of come to me. So I was embarking, mm-hmm. I just come from my trip. It was during lockdown, and I was looking at starting a business and had no idea where to start. But I felt like I needed a community. I wanted to get in touch with a community of preferably of women that were kind of, you know, in business, aspiring to be in business. And I may have searched for something, but you just appeared. Africana Woman just appeared on Instagram. And I just looked and I thought, this is inviting. Okay. This might be where I need to be. So, you were doing, what was it? Every month. Was it every month?
Yeah.
We were on live, on Zooms. And they were just amazing workshops. They were so insightful. They were just, it was just what I needed. And a community of women. Supportive, encouraging, cheerleaders, people to collaborate with, people to learn from. I was just like, this is where I need to be. So I've been like obsessed ever since.
And you are now taking the Rebirth course, which is a marketing course. You know, it's talking about marketing, about branding. But tell us about what it's like so far. Because we're not done yet, but we'll get there. But what's your experience been like so far?
We barely started, but Chulu, girl, you're snatching edges. You're just giving clarity. It's just all coming together. I have to say, I've watched you from the time Africana Woman was kind of just starting until now. First of all, I had no idea that you had so many skills. You were so diverse. You're just so creative. I didn't even know. So I'm just absolutely impressed and inspired. And when you're doing, you know, kind of the business thing and you're making those steps and on that walk, on that journey, you can have people telling you what to do, but an even bigger testimony is watching someone on their own path and their own journey. And I've seen how much you've grown and the leaps and the bounds and the changing in your branding. And you're just leveling up and leveling up and leveling up. And I'm just like, I want to be like you when I grow up. So the marketing and branding course is amazing. It's really good. I can't even describe it. I'm behind on my homework. I'm sorry, coach. But it is definitely all encompassing. It's all encompassing, and it's everything that you need. You know what I'm saying? Like, from your business specifically to looking at yourself to the steps you need to take, calls, people you need to connect with, things that you need to, you know, to do. It's just, I can't speak highly enough about the course. Big up to you.
That's awesome. Thank you. But I'm glad that you're getting value from it, because that's the important thing, right? That's absolutely the important part. Okay, so we're just going to be winding down. Please tell us, what is the giveaway for today?
The giveaway is some tea. My debut blend. So this is the blue one, because I was a little bit nervous. So, you know, I had to chill out a little bit and drink my relaxing tea. But you also get the Oya Rose and the Oshun Gold. So you'll get the debut trio of all three teas, and I will send them anywhere in the world. So you could be a winner.
So do you listen to the podcast?
Absolutely. Yes. Congratulations on your 100th episode coming up. Amazing. Yes, I do.
Okay. Tell me about one of your favorite episodes.
Okay. One that I absolutely love that surprised me. It didn't surprise me, but when you came out with that particular subject, I was like, oh, and that was the, let me think. The Blood Sisters, which issue, the writer? Yes, I was like, oh! I was absolutely upset. And I saw that before the hype. So, you know, mm-hmm. people are like, oh, it was overhyped, it was this and that. I saw it before all of that, because I think I probably was on Netflix right as it came out. I was riveted. I absolutely loved it. And so when I found out that she was on, I was like, And she herself is very inspirational. She talked about networking and, I mean, just amazing interview. I love that one. And also I like the one on divorce, because I too have been divorced. And I know about the stigma in many African countries, but divorce is just difficult, you know, just across the board. Mm-hmm. So that was very insightful. That was a good one too. I like that. So many that I like, but anyway, those are my favorites.
Okay. So if somebody is listening to this and they don't know anything about Africana Woman, what would you boom, go?
Africana Woman is the community of sisters, aunties, cousins that you never knew you needed, but need, you know. It's just a network. It's a safe space. It's a wonderful community that will uplift you and support you and give you resources. Just come on, you know. It's the best. I love it.
Aww. All right. Thank you, my darling. So we are going to be wrapping up here. As you heard from Arlene Aduni, if you are interested in doing anything Africana Woman, just go to the website, africanawoman.com, africanawoman.com.
And also, wait. You're doing a retreat next year to Morocco. Oh, God willing, I will be there. I can't wait for that. I can't wait. So yes, Africana Woman, there's something for everyone. Something for everyone, wherever you are in your life, whatever you're doing, you need this community. Come on.
Much for joining us and learning more about this amazingly beautiful business. And I'm so happy. Like I have also been watching you grow, and it's been so inspirational. So inspirational. Because I remember when we first started, you had your Connects to Africa website, and you had different products on there, right? And then it was just like bam, these beautiful teas. And listen, her logo alone, I'm like, I cannot get tired of looking at this logo. It is gorgeous. Like, please, I beg, like, if you are looking for luxury in tea, that's what it is. Yeah, I am just so proud of you.
Thank you.
And I love watching your growth, and I'm so excited for where you're gonna go.
Thank you. I'm completely inspired by you. So, you know, where you're going, I'm right behind you, girl. I'm following in your footsteps.
All right, guys, we are done for today. Thank you so much for joining us. Lots of love. Bye.
Arlene said it so eloquently. There is something for everybody. Africana Woman is the sisterhood you never knew you needed. So she talked about three programs that I will expand on. Number one, the AWV course. Now, the course that Aline took is a marketing and branding course called Rebirth. You will literally feel like you are a new person when you come out of this process. It is a deep dive into the essence of what you say your business is and aligning every piece to your mission and values. We use the BMCS framework, which is an acronym for branding, marketing strategy, customer service, and social media. This is an 8-week program of group coaching with live classes, worksheets, weekly Q&A, and one session that is one-on-one with me, your teacher. So the Rebirth course is for you if you are ready to level up your personal or business brand. Number two, AWV Retreat. This is our signature program called Know Your Roots, Grow Your Purpose. You will be guided through a self-reflection, examining the quality of your life and making conscious decisions of the steps you will take to manifest your vision for your life. This is a women's only retreat with a group of about 8 to 12 women. We have committed to hosting a minimum of 2 per year. One is local, that is within Zambia, but open to any international attendees. The second is an international destination that is specifically on the African continent. The 2023 retreats are as follows. Within Zambia, we are going to Bubezi River Lodge, and this will be on the 1st to the 4th of June 2023. Then for our international retreat, we are going to Marrakesh, Morocco, on 2nd to 7th July 2023. You can sign up today. Registration is open, and we have payment plans available. These are very intense sessions, but rest assured, we have a good time too. So number three, the AWV Mixer. This is a fan favorite, I must say. Basically, it is our monthly virtual networking event that is speed dating. Plain and simple. You will meet women from across the world and have the most enlightening conversations. Women walk away transformed from this event every single time.
Whether you are a social bee or an introvert, trust me, you will talk and interact in an intimate setting with a number of the attendees. It's one of those things you have to experience just so that you can understand how amazing it is. I would say attend the AWV mixer at least once. I am pretty sure you'll be hooked after that. To sign up or to find out more about any of these programs, all you have to do is visit our website, www.africanawoman.com, or send us an email at africanawoman@gmail.com.